And I know there are people listening right now who saying, what is that? I got to get that record. Well, that is maybe possible in the future, but I don't think there is a record of this. This is live in KUTX's Studio 1A with Nakia singing the song. It's a Queen song. He's channeling Freddie Mercury. And the panoramic voices are coming in the background and singing and just saying, thank God it's Christmas. And the Invincible Czars are providing the musical background with the instruments. And Brent's smiling, and he's got an event happening tonight at the Blanton Museum, we should say this evening, but right about when it starts getting dark, 5:30, it's already getting dark in Austin. And it's, you know what tomorrow, tonight is, it is the winter solstice. Oh. It's the darkest night of the year. The longest night is tonight. Wow. And so it starts pretty early, right around 5:30. So are you going to be there and with bells on your toes and bells in the air and all that other stuff?
It just might happen.
Okay. So 5:30 to what time? Maybe 6:30?
5:30 to 6:30.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Some short, sweet, hour-long set.
Brent Baldwin, the director of all this crew. And these guys, I think, Josh Robbins, would you come forward to the microphone for a moment and introduce your Invincible Czars
sure.
for us?
Yeah, thanks for having
this
us today,
the
John.
Good-looking Josh Robbins.
Well,
the rock star.
Oh, you're too kind.
Okay, so
big chest, blushing,
and he's wearing a symphony shirt.
That's yeah, two-star symphony.
Two-star symphony.
Well, we've got Henry Q. Vines on the bass.
Who used to be my neighbor?
He used to be your neighbor. That's mm-hmm. right.
That sounds like a song.
used to be John Ailey.
Two houses up the street from me.
That's right, yeah. He was, with chickens.
And Josh was my neighbor, too. He lived right directly
across
the street from me.
Yes.
How about
those
that?
Were the days.
And who's your drummer?
And our drummer's Danny Mee. Mm-hmm. Danny comes to us from a metal band called Omatai.
Oh,
I highly
goodness.
Recommend. Brent would like him. Likes Napalm Death.
Yep, yep.
And then we've got Phil Davidson on violin.
Dressed up like a high school band leader.
That's what we're going to be wearing tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why these high school bands dress up in these military 19th century outfits? It's very bizarre. You know, all across America, bands dress in 19th century German or Austrian or French military outfits. It's just strange. Okay, so carry on. And who's at the keyboard over there?
For the first time as an Invincible Czar, we've got good old Justin Sherburn on the keyboards.
Dressed for winter, wearing his big old scarf and everything. He just looks Christmassy all over the place.
Well, it's going to be 75 today, so he's got to
yes,
up.
But, you know, that's all going to change.
That
it's going to
change
this week. And you know what the forecast is for Christmas Eve?
No,
28 for Christmas Eve night.
Oh,
that's
and
nice.
46 or something for Christmas Day. So it's supposed to be a chilly, chilly Christmas this year. Now, speaking of wardrobes, before we carry on, I want Nakia to tell us about the shirt that he's wearing. Because
yeah.
It's some kind of designer.
So this
thing.
Is a flannel plaid by J.C. Artie. That is a couple of designers in New York City, Jeffrey Costello mm-hmm. and Robert Talia Pietra, and they're called the Fashion Bears, mm-hmm. and they do this series of plaid that they take from pop culture. So, like my shirt that I'm wearing right now is based on the poster from Friday the 13th, and then they have stuff from David Lynch, and they have Blade Runner. And ELO and Kate Bush, they design these plaids based on the colors in those images. And I really love them. And when I was in New York City this past weekend, I took my husband Robert for a private fitting and mm-hmm. got him some shirts, and I bought myself one. And
cool.
I love them.
And that one goes particularly well with your black shoes and red shoelaces.
Thank you, John.
Shall we carry on with Christmas and the panoramic voices and Brent Baldwin? One more song.
All right. Well, this is a song you might know out there in Radio Land, so sing along in your cars if you wanna.
You know, Brent, you have a really good radio voice.
Thank you.
Yes,
are you hiring?
I don't. I know how anybody gets hired as a radio person. I've wondered how I got hired, but anyway. So
you know, beautiful. What we're happy that happened.
They say you have to have experience, but how do you get hired unless you have experience?
It's
one of those catch 22 things.
Yeah.
So carry on your last
All right.
song.
Well, once upon a time, I had a dream. Of what would happen, going back to the metal theme we were riding a little while ago. What would happen if Iron Maiden released a Christmas record? And they still haven't done that. So maybe if they hear this, they'll get inspired and get off their butts and do it. So this is Angels We Have Heard on High.